Hey everybody, welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today is Friday, July 6th, 2018. Thank you for joining me. Hope everybody had a great and safe 4th of July. And we are getting into the deep heart of summer here. Before you know it, it'll be football season for those of you who get into fantasy like myself and who just follow the football season or football fanatics in general. It will be here sooner than you think, and it's crazy how fast things go. But we're here to talk about WWE, and as always, you can follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. I'm there 24/7. I haven't been there as much as I would like to be. As you guys know, I have a newborn. I know I keep preaching that, but it is quite a heavy lift at home when you try to find free time, whatever the hell that is, to do these things. And so let's get into it, guys. I don't have a full review. I've watched Monday Night Raw, and there's one issue that I want to dive deep into. And that is, believe it or not Roman Reigns, although he came off like a complete jerk on Monday night, discounting the Revival, saying he never thought in his career he would ever lose to the Revival, then treats Bobby Lashley like he doesn't exist, calls him Bob like he's above everybody else and gets to call him a special nickname, and his just looks like he'd rather be anywhere else but on Monday Night Raw. And so that is the status of Roman Reigns. Can we all just fantasize that this is an elaborate heel turn? Well, we've been fantasizing about that for about 4 years now. So at this point, I wouldn't venture a guess that it's a heel turn. It's just Vince McMahon being Vince McMahon, and it is Roman as usual. So what I really wanted to talk to you guys about is the segment of Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens. Now, WWE has presented Braun Strowman in a stunt-like frame. And when you have this framework around a stuntman, and you continue to just do stunts, he becomes very one-dimensional. Not to mention the fact that Kevin Owens, what has he done to Braun Strowman? What has Kevin Owens done to Braun Strowman to have Braun Strowman continue to torture Kevin Owens? Babyface Braun Strowman should not have anything to do with Kevin Owens unless there's a reason for it. Kevin Owens has done nothing other than try to be his friend. Braun Strowman rejected the friendship and then continues to torture Kevin Owens, who is unfortunately taking the butt end of the joke on a weekly basis now, running from Braun Strowman and getting his car flipped over and now getting put in a porta potty and getting blue dye put all over him. Although you notice that if it was a porta potty that was used, it would not be pure blue. Nonetheless, the problem that I have is twofold. Number one, Braun Strowman is becoming very one-dimensional very quickly. Number two is that you have this stunt. Not only is it hokey, not only is it completely unbelievable, but it is bad television. This is the exact type of television that takes me out of the moment. And don't get me started on Bayley and Sasha with Dr. Shelby on Monday Night Raw, that Kevin Dunn and Vince McMahon sit in the back and slap their knees crying, laughing at all these things that are not funny to 95% of the rest of the TV audience. I don't understand the Bayley versus Sasha deal. I would like to think that they are going one direction, and when you think they are, they stop. It is the most start-stop feud I have ever seen on WWE programming. I don't want to say ever, but it would rank in the top 10. I don't know what they're doing. This was the reverse of what should happen last week. And as bad as the Dr. Shelby thing was, although I did enjoy the Kane and Daniel Bryan photo on the wall, that was funny. It was too produced, but this should have happened last week, and then you have Bayley attack Sasha this week. Unfortunately, it was the reverse. How are they beating each other up? And then the next week they're in therapy. I just don't get it, guys. So And the Braun Strowman thing, back to my original point. Braun Strowman, how am I supposed to believe that a porta potty has rope on it? Braun Strowman attaches it to him, drags it perfectly through the arena. Kevin Owens hides out of all places in a porta potty. And then Braun Strowman has the weakest payoff by pushing him off the stage. It just makes no sense. So, guys, I know this is super quick and short, but I wanted to get those thoughts out. It's a 5-minute burst session here, but I'll have more of these later. Everybody, take care. Have a good night. I'll talk to you next time.